Boker Tov, good morning everyone. Continuing in Simin, Reish Ches 208, we've been discussing the laws of grains. A lot of the laws of Mizonos. And the halacha is, in Siv Zayin, a very important and pretty well-known halacha, which is the story of Hakoseis es Ha'orez. What's the story with rice? Now the Gemara talks about Orez. It should be noted, it's not, even the Mishnah Brura brings, it's not so simple. We use the word Orez to mean rice. It's definitely a big machlokas in the Rishonim and in the Achronim. Is that indeed what the Gemara is referencing when it says Orez? It's not simple halacha, and even many poskim aren't so convinced that the following halacha is actually what we do with rice, but that seems to be the normative halacha, is that we do assume that this halacha is referencing rice. So the halacha is, the context is, rice has very similar properties to grain, to the five grains, wheat, barley, rye, spelt, and oats. It's a cereal product. However, the halacha is, if hakoseis sauris, if you're eating it raw, meaning it hasn't been processed like we saw with regular grains, the halacha is that rice has the exact same halacha as wheat, that if you were to eat raw, if you were to eat even cooked wheat, the halacha is, it's bori pri adam of achar of bori nefashas. If you just eat, you munch on a kernel of wheat, we've seen, the halacha is, it's a bari priya dama, and you make a bracha of bari nefashos. Now, the halacha with rice is that it follows the same two requirements that we've seen with all grains. From a grain to be transformed from a bari priya dama to a bari mine mizonos, you have to do two things we've seen. You have to crush or split or squish that grain, that wheat, barley, rice, spelt, or oats, and then you have to cook it. The halacha is the same thing with rice. It has to be crushed, it has to be cracked, it has to be split, and then it has to be cooked. And indeed, that's what the halacha says. In bishlu, if it's cooked, oshenismach, or it's crushed, oshetachnu, or you grind it, vasamen impas, and you transform it into some kind of, into bread of sorts. The halacha is mevarech alav bari mizonos, gets transformed into a bari mizonos. However, the big distinction between rice and all other grains is achrav bari nefashos. After you eat rice, you don't make an ala michya. The halacha is you make the bracha of bari nefashos. So rice is different than other grains, that you make a mizonos on it. However, you don't, you only make a bari nefashos. Now we said, and this is very important, that like other grains, you need to do two things to rice for it to be transformed from adam into a mizonos. Number one, it has to be split, cracked, crushed, or ground, and it has to be cooked. Now, if you ever look at rice, you see the whole kernel. It's not cracked, crushed, split, or whatever. And the question that Mishnah Brura even deals with is, why do we make mizonos on rice? It hasn't met that first requirement of being split. And halacha is, it seems, Mishnah Brura brings, alludes to this, and the poskim all point out, that rice is shelled. The outer shell of every grain of rice has been removed, and apparently that's enough for that to be considered cracked. Thus, halacha applies even to brown rice. I don't understand why. I'm not exactly sure what brown rice is. But the halacha is, rice is, anytime you get rice, it's considered already squished. It's considered split because they've removed the outer shell of each grain of rice. The next big problem is, what's the story with cooking? So if you boil your rice, that's good enough, and you eat rice, it's a mizonos. The big question is, what if it's just toasted or puffed? That's the big question, which is the shaila is rice cakes. Rice cakes is not boiled. It's just like, I don't know, it's called air puffed of sorts. It's a big machlokas, the contemporary poskim, the minaga olam. Shlomo Zalman said, Yishan rice cakes, you should make hadama, or Vilyasha wasn't so sure. I think most people do make hadama on rice cakes because it's not considered cooked. It's considered, again, you have that first property, it's been split, but it hasn't been really cooked, it's been puffed. And most people will only make adam on rice cakes. Rice Krispies, however, is a different process. Rice Krispies are first cooked, and then they're crisped. So the halacha is on Rice Krispies. The halacha is you do make a mizonos on Rice Krispies. However, like we've seen with regular rice, you only make the bracha of bari nefashos. There's one other important halacha with rice where it differs from other grains, which we'll talk about a little bit later on in Simin Reish Beis, but it gets brought up over here in the Mechaber, is v'hu shlo yehei me'urovim davar acher ela orez levada. This is all assuming that your rice is the ikker and not the tuffle. We're going to see later on that it comes to the laws of primary and subordinate, ikker and tuffle. We saw alluded to earlier that grains have a super status when it comes to the laws of ikker and tuffle. That grains, no matter what, are always considered the primary food in any mixtures. This is not true with rice. When it comes to ikker and tuffle, rice is just like any other food product. You'll have to follow the majority, and we'll talk about that in a little bit more detail in Simin Reish Beis, but flag that, put that in the back of your minds, that although rice has a lot of similar properties to grain. When it comes to Iker and Tefel, the laws of primary and subordinate, it's just like a regular food. Wishing everyone a wonderful day.